Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
I like the sound of that. You're good. You're doing great.
We're here with a new episode of Turnbuckle Time Machine. Mm-hmm. It's the badass Robert Ross, the fat ass Tom Ball,
the new kids on the block.
Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know.
The new kids on the block. I feel like that's a thing already. Wasn't that a thing already?
Yeah. The old age.
Just don't make it a thing. So we're episode 46, season 5.
We are,
yeah. Are we into December? We're into December now? We're just bare almost.
I think, what's this pay-per-view, the 9th?
I think so, we gotta be. This is like the first December 1st right here. So here we are, December 1st, 1997.
Yeah, if it's on the... Yeah, sure, last, yeah.
First day of the last month. 1997. And you said when we hit the 98, that's when we're going to start hitting our stride here. So we're almost
there. Absolutely.
But the stride, so we can feel it here in this episode. And last episode was really good.
Yeah.
We can feel it here. They got the plans. They've got the ideas.
Hey, we circulating. Do take a weird turn.
Yeah, but then the execution's a little off on some of them. The execution is perfect in some other instances, but the ideas are weird. So we'll start it off in an interesting way. You get the, oh, you didn't know?
Yo, ass better call
somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm still not hitting the somebody's right. But New Age Outlaws coming out of badass Billy Gunn.
Yeah, and how you started the intro here, they come out, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Welcome to the new, we're the tag champions. It's basically like that.
Yeah.
But they're getting, it's weird because that's a forgettable sentence.
Yeah, in that one
instance. In that instance, it's like, that's a forgettable sentence.
No longer.
The fact is, we know how profound that is here in the future, you know?
And in the past.
That's, it's, yeah.
It's that time machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Imagine being able to travel.
Who would you do?
At any point in time.
You got a new answer on who would you do, or is it the same? Who was your two? Is it Sonny?
I'd definitely make Sonny, yeah.
Mine was still Mary Todd Lincoln.
Yeah, that's still a solid answer.
Yeah. Ain't no thing but a Mary
Todd Lincoln. But I wouldn't, I get it. Like, yours is like, I wish people would like, I want people to know you, how great of an answer you have. I just like, don't give a fuck. I need to like, bang Sonny.
Yeah, I get
it. Yeah, there's like, I'm not looking anywhere else.
The thing is, you know those crazy chicks are demons in the sack. And nobody's crazier than Mary.
We're still talking about Mary Todd Lincoln.
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, Sonny, too.
Yeah, I mean, Sonny that makes too, sense, too.
But
yeah.
It's a blue Sabu. So yeah. What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, for a pill or two. Or two tree. Yeah, two tree, really. Tree so much, a couple two tree solos, yeah. What did you think of this raw?
It was, like I said, it
some
was
fucked up shit, right?
Some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
One clean finish. A lot of interference.
You want to know what else is fucked up? Somebody asked me for my fleshlight the other day.
Really?
Somebody that we know.
Asked you for it?
Yeah. Like,
to borrow it? Or to have it?
I would have been cool with him borrowing it and not giving it back, but he wants it, like, to have it.
It's like, hey,
it makes no sense to me.
Can I have it forever?
I don't know what the forever part was in there. It's the implications forever, right? At that point. Yeah.
How long have you had it?
Whew, that's a great question. Honestly, damn, now that I think about it, I'm going to go off a whim and say 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah. It was a departing gift when I left one of my jobs.
Mm. So
the supervisor, I manage. So there's
nostalgia. You care about it. You know, you can't have something like that for 5 years and not have any feelings.
Yeah. Still so, haven't named it.
No, you don't want to name it.
That's, you don't want to get that attached.
That's when you get in trouble. So,
yeah. Okay, I named it Betsy.
Okay, Betsy coin. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does kind of plunger stuff, too.
It does.
Gets the clogs out.
What? I've been blowing a lot of clogs.
Did you give it up?
No.
No?
Did not give it up. I'm willing to, though.
Never gonna get it.
We just rip roll. It's a whole long, weird story to rip roll, you guys.
Well, no, that's good. That's commendable. Shows that you're not afraid of commitment and seeing things through to the end. And, you know, sorry to whoever asked you for it. I'm sure they needed it more than you, but.
I feel like you definitely need it more than somebody if you're asking for a used one. But better a guy you know.
But the devil you know versus the devil you don't know.
Sure, yeah.
The semen you know versus the semen you don't.
I wonder if that said person, like, looked them up on, like, Facebook Marketplace. Can you pull that up on Facebook Marketplace and see if there's, like...
just on Facebook? Just like, specifically on Facebook Marketplace? Or just any, like, used sales thing?
Just put in Fleshlight for starters and see what pops up in my area.
All right. Is yours not going to be on here? And you're going to be like, oh,
that's a really good deal. Yeah, they are.
$5.
Mishawaka.
You can get 3 for $5.
Mishawaka could be close or far away.
Oh, they're new, too. $5 for 3 of them.
Well, just because it has the tag.
Oh, no, they're flashlights.
Which is what? I kind of like the orange one.
I think those are the flashlights you can only use once, the flashlights. Because then they're no good anymore.
It's like, remember the Flashcon episode? Holy cannoli.
We forgot flashlights were a thing.
Yeah, we did.
Huh? All of it's flashlights.
Oh,
there's
wow.
No flashlights.
Put
I also spelt it flesh flight.
Oh, well, that's why.
Flesh.
We should do a flesh fight where they just look like model airplanes disguised. I think
that's going to be the karate fighters, the new karate fighters thing.
Oh, that could be.
How do I extend the radius?
Yeah, just the entire...
that's it. That's still best case.
It's the best deal, really. It's the best deal.
Oh, it's got a wall mount. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Oh, no, this is like a sponsored thing.
Wait.
But I mean... Can you put that there? I mean...
That is nice.
Should we... I mean, it comes on the wall? You put
well,
it on
so
the,
do you.
Whoa!
Actually, I think you blow your load in that thing.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
You can blow your load wherever. This is America, baby.
That's the closest thing to actually a flashlight that you can get.
Yeah, that was nice, though. Look it up. Look at the technology. You know,
I'm going to click it for sure here.
Yeah, go ahead and...
Go ahead and put
that... Was that an ad?
Word Keeper?
What no, a weird...
It was. I thought so.
That is nice. Oh, we're going to get copywritten for that. Oh, that's nice. I like how he's fingering. Sorry, it's a bit... I like how he's fingering it.
It's $80, dude. Can't beat it. Look at that.
Yeah, but yeah, that's nice.
Guard ring protects the penis. Shock absorbing shell. Steel support rod. Soundproof ring, so it's not loud. And she'll like it too.
For the rumbling, I guess.
It's got the UG Smart Ship. You can interact with various female sex. I don't know what the fuck that means.
I think it's got an Asian setting where it goes sideways.
You think that it can sync up with a porn?
They do have those.
Ben, yeah. What are we even doing here?
Yeah, I think they have those in VR.
Podcast over, guys. We got
whatever
this
happens
now. Fucking thing.
Yeah. So donate, I guess.
Hey, $80. We'll do a video of Robert trying it out. $80. Make it happen, guys. Donate to the podcast.
$80 first, so I can buy it, and then
yeah. Of course,
the rest is there. Yeah. New Age Outlaws.
Oh yeah, they're coming out. They're talking shit. LOD comes in. Hawks wear a do-rag.
Yeah. They're in street clothes.
No face paint. No shoulder pads. Hawks got a do-rag on. Well,
yeah.
My hair was a little messed up. I don't know why people wear do-rags.
It's for the waves. You get the waves.
Wave after wave.
Wave after wave. Wave yep. After. And that's basically it. We got some upcoming matches coming up. Jeff Jarrett will actually have a match versus Ahmed Johnson. Triple H versus the Anvil Neidhart. Going to be the main event with tonight. Time. And Rock versus Vader. Kind of interesting.
Interesting matchup. Yeah. Interesting
matchup.
I'm on board.
I am on board with that, too. And speaking of Fleshlights, speaking of Two Tree Somas, we get... I know you want me. I know you want me. I know that you want my love. Sunny's coming out and introducing the...
Ooh, is she looking good?
Yeah, she's looking good.
This is a fuchsia, hot pink type of getup with a little dress to action, little top, boobies out action, yeah. Nips showing.
A little...
glitter all over the chest.
Yeah, a lot of glitter.
I want to be the glitter guy.
Glitter
Who
guy?
Who do you think is the glitter guy? Who? Todd Pettengill again?
No. He's Maybe fine. Briscoe.
Briscoe.
He's putting in work lately.
Oh, Mr. McMahon.
He's like, I'll take four choke slams to glitter her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the, who's this match? Taki Michinoku versus,
You can't say it anymore? It used to be such the biggest Taka Michinoku
Taka
guy.
Did I not say it right?
He said Taki.
Oh, tahine, the little seasoning.
We'll serve that at Taka Michinoku. And, Taka Michinoku, the Mexican.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
Japanese
that.
Fusion restaurant.
Patent pending. Patent pending or trademarked?
Either way.
I was thinking the Fleshlight.
This is semifinals for the light heavyweight tournament.
Absolutely, yeah.
Aguila versus Taka Michinoku.
Yeah. And we'll fast forward this. Taka Michinoku driver, we knew this was going to come. And looked a little...
little bocce?
Bocce just looked like it... Yeah, I guess a little bocce, but it looked like it fucking hurt. Yeah,
it means a little bocce.
Okay. Moving on... I might have had to put an 18 plus.
I love on this, that this is episode. This is the notes because so much stuff happens here. It just says
I didn't know what to type
because it's all it's seared in our brains.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to put this.
I have to on this one. I have to.
At least the Goldust, what he looks like here.
So I know we talked about last episode. There was some controversy with Vader having one eye. And I mentioned to Tom something about potentially Luna had done something and maybe Goldust, and we didn't know. We actually do get a recap of what had happened. And I guess it might have been during a commercial break.
See what happened was Vader's in a match. Goldust comes out in a wheelchair with a nurse. Vader goes to confront Goldust. The nurse...
Are we just reusing this same wheelchair over and over again?
You think there's not multiple wheelchairs?
No. Go on, though.
It's possible. Conspiracy alert. This nurse pours rubbing alcohol into Vader's eye. And it blinds him. And that's why he had an eye problem in the match against Shawn Michaels last week. Turns out the nurse was Luna Vachon, which Robert alluded to last week. She's back in action, back and better than ever. They're coming out now. You see her come out of the behind the curtain first with a chain leash.
Looking very Luna.
Yeah, she looks textbook her, you know, nothing to say. And then Goldust comes out on the leash.
Yeah.
In this, like, what color would you say? It's like a seafoam. Was it like a seafoam green?
Yeah.
Like a pale green latex full body outfit with like pink pantyhose on outside, barefoot.
Green or pink hair.
Pink hair with a ball gag.
Yeah.
And nipples, then really pointy nipples.
This is where I say I'll put it here.
Yeah. I mean, we can't, if you don't put it here, we can't ever lose this episode. This is weird. And I don't know what the hell is going on. And then they show the old stuff with him and Marlena and how he's been so free and all this stuff like that. But he's now really a slave. But maybe he's feeling freed because he can finally be himself.
Hmm.
Nonetheless, comes out to the ring. Loomis being interviewed by King.
You being like, you know, he is chained, but he also is free. Is like the guy, the guys are like, you know, all slaves weren't treated bad. Like the guys.
I don't, is that what it's like?
I don't know. So, I know. I'm just saying. Like,
you are
know,
you saying I'm kind
of? I've heard people be like, yeah, you know, all slaves weren't like whipped, and I'm like, yeah, surely all stood.
There were some that had better situations than other. I'm sure, like in every situation.
Yeah, what is
in the world?
What is it a Kanye rap lyric? Where he, like he's, what does he say? He's like a light skinned slave boy. We in the motherfucking house.
I don't know that one.
Oh,
maybe you just might have made that up.
No, it's definitely a song. Either way, yeah. So what?
Luna is just rattling off this nonsense of pain and pleasure and. This guy was, now he's free, and he said, in a good time, there's no rules, but he's scum, and he's a scum sucker.
Is that what she said, scum
sucker? It was scum sucker. I know you thought it was different, but yeah, it was scum sucker.
That was spit sucker.
That's what she said. He's, like, just crawling around the ring on the leash. Then he lays down for a while and spanks himself.
Spanking his own ass. Yeah. Also, we do get to see the bottoms of his feet completely black.
Are they, like, on purpose, you think, or they're just dirty?
I think he was probably just walking around. Whoa, he was crawling around, so I don't know why they would have been black.
True.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. We one time, one of our friends fell asleep at a party, and somebody colored the bottom of his feet in with Sharpie. I wonder if that happened to him.
When do you notice that?
Yeah, I know. It's a tough one.
We, I remember in, I think this was junior high, we had, like, a sleepover before. We did. Nothing gay, just like your traditional circle jerks, but a bottle with the boys.
Yeah.
And I remember like drew dicks on somebody's back. And then like at practice, we had to do like shirts and skins. And they took their shirt off and like, you know.
And there were dicks everywhere.
Dicks everywhere. More dicks.
Same guy who got the coloring on the
face. Is that right?
No, he got drawn in the inside of his ear too.
Ooh, that's
one party, and I didn't know.
You'll never see that.
Yeah, and there's no way. There's just no way.
Yeah. So look inside your ears, kids. You might have dicks in there, or you might have Sharpie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, where does this go with Gold?
So they've got a match or something?
Also, right? I do want to say, he's got to kind of be, obviously, character, right? But the way he's playing,
I always assumed he hated this character, but he's got to be kind of into it,
into some of this, right? Like this bondage.
Why would he have any like agreement to this whatsoever,
right? Before we transition,
and I'm pretty sure he's like within 6 months he won't be on the company anymore, so I'm pretty sure he goes to WCW. I don't think. Like, why put up with this if you know you're going to leave unless you were into it?
Hey, guys, Stardust isn't so bad after all, right? but, yeah, so Luna bites the ball gag out of his mouth, and then they just start...
Make out hard.
Just tongue action. Tongue action. Just tongue action, yeah.
I haven't seen that much tongue action since... I don't know. When's the last time you saw that much tongue action?
Dairy Queen
2003? Yeah.
Probably, right?
You're right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
For you?
DQ 2003.
DQ 2003.
Fucking licking them dilly bars.
Yeah, dude. It's a dilly of all bars. Yeah. Like they're not that messy.
But you gotta
unless you
it,
make them, but you gotta lick it. That's true.
You're doing it right.
Yeah, yupper noodle. we good to move on?
Yeah, we have to.
We have to, right?
To something much more appropriate, too.
Yeah, karate something fight. We forgot about.
Forgot about, but we're back. Karate Fighters Tournament semifinal match: King versus Tito Santana.
Yep.
King wins pretty easily. Makes some racist Taco Bell jokes.
Definitely.
And we get championship preview, which I'm guessing will be at the pay-per-view or the next Monday Night Raw. King versus Sonny, what we all wanted all along.
I think we had a bet on this, but remind us. Swipe up if you remember what the bet was. So Sonny and King, that's what we wanted. Let's do predictions now then.
I know you want me.
Are you going Sonny too?
I know. Sonny, but if you're going to pick Rob Picking.
Okay.
You're going to pick Sonny? No, you know what? I get to pick Sonny. Because you win another bet here soon, so fuck you.
So you admit that I won that bet?
Yeah, well, that we doubled or nothing did. I got cocky and I doubled.
But what if I pick Sonny originally for this tournament?
I don't know. Then
I'll have to.
Then we got to go triple or nothing.
Then I'll have to.
Second beer drinking versus the logo.
Okay. Sure. We haven't seen a Four Corners match in a long time, right?
No, I guess not. What the fuck is that?
It's like there's teams in each one of the corners.
Ah.
DOA. We got the Truth Commission.
With Jackal?
With Jackal. With Jackal. Yeah. We got Los Boricuas and the Nation of Domination.
We are the Nation.
This seems like it would have been a pay-per-view match, but can you believe it? It just ends in a big kerbopple.
If there were four teams that you could pick in the history of the world, and you had to bet that that match would end in a kerbopple, I think this would be the four teams.
Who are you picking?
In the kerbopple?
You pick a team, I'll pick a team.
What?
And we'll just shoot back and forth until we find the perfect four. I'll go first. Probably DOA. Okay.
And I would have said the Body Quest next.
Okay. Nation, there's DX, there's... Truth Commission?
You got Truth
Commission? I'll go with Truth Commission then.
I'm going Nation of Domination.
Well, there you have it, the four. Stupid. All right. DX comes...
The Quadbopple right there, dude.
Quadbopple. Degeneration's music hit, and HBK is getting wheeled out in a wheelchair. We have Triple H with China, and what's going on here? They're talking a lot of shit about Jim the Anvil, Nightheart, about last night. Kind of just stupid insults, calling him a rhino. Well, he is called a rhino, but they're saying, like, I knew he was as dumb as a rhino, but I didn't know he was as horn... It's all stupid. So, Sean is talking shit about Ken Shamrock because we haven't really promoted that match for Sunday at all.
Right.
So he's calling out Ken Shamrock and said, you know, he's been training his legs, potentially why he's in that wheelchair. Legs.
Yeah.
So he said,
well, he's in a wheelchair for no reason, apparently. He's been working on his legs. He has his pain tolerance. It's true to roof.
Too true to roofs.
Too true to roofs. So he tells Triple H to twist his leg, his ankle, because that's the ankle lock that Shamrock uses.
Okay.
Twists it at least 360 degrees, and then another 360 degrees, and another 360 degrees. Ain't no thing.
This is so silly.
They obviously have his real leg under him. And it's a fake leg, and you're twisting it, because then they just pull it up, and he's biting it. That's weird.
And you could say we always get a leg up on the competition.
And we call it right down the middle.
Right. No. But. Okay, yeah, that was fun.
They're like, okay, DX, we have to show you three times an episode. You got to do something for 10 minutes here.
And
all right, we'll come up with this bit. Eating blow pops. Said they sucker the competition. Really great content.
Yeah. Okay. Rock vs. Vader.
We are the Nation.
I kind of like this. Rock is, I don't know if you said this on air or off air, where you're like, when did Rock become kind of the leader of the Nation?
It's out of nowhere. I figured they were just going to be, he's just going to be Farouk's dad for a while, but it's like, he's the guy now.
Yeah,
he is. They just literally are his henchmen. And I know later it becomes a whole storyline that like, oh, what the fuck, The Rock? You're not the leader. I'm the leader. And that's how they break up. But this is, it's like not even an argument at the moment. Rock is 100% running the show on the Nation of Domination.
And good on the mic. He's being the character I think he's, you know, developing and wanting to be. I kind of like this. Obviously, he still has the Stone IC title belt, but he gets on the mic and he's just letting everyone know that this is a non-title match.
Smart to just, you know, make sure everybody's on board.
Jim Ross did not like this. And where the fuck does he get off? Yeah. It's not even his goddamn title.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to need a sentimental man or woman to get Stone Cold's title back. Ain't that what he said?
I thought he said the
punk. It's not my fault that I'm out here getting loose.
Speaking of goose, but we will get there. Stone Cold coming out driving a pickup truck with 316 on the side, blasting music. And is that? What is that? Chilling on a dirt road?
That's got to be Kane.
Ice cold beer sitting in the center council? It was
Budweiser. I saw red. I thought it was Kane.
No, that's a white Budweiser?
That's what it was.
Is that Bud Zero?
Oh, is he drinking Bud Zero? Then that doesn't count as
beer. No, it's called non-alcoholic beer, right? Whether it could have been a ginger beer, right?
If you would have counted ginger beer, I swear to God. Yeah. First of all, ginger beer wasn't a thing in 1998. No fucking way. He's drinking beer. Budweiser's were white back
then. I'm gonna call bullshit on that. I bet ginger beer was, I'm going to say, before 1998.
Yeah, no, I actually know it was, but nobody ever heard.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure
they just came out with it 10 years ago when cocktail bars became a thing? Gosh. No, they had ginger beer, but nobody's drinking it.
Yeah,
when
sure.
did you All first right. hear ginger beer? When you were 20?
No, probably like, 28. 4 years ago.
Barrett's, dude, come on.
What's your favorite? Honestly, though, oddly enough, I have ginger beer in my refrigerator. And like sometimes, like I remember like being hungover. I'm like, oh, I don't have any like pop, but I need like carbonation. Yeah. So I'm like drinking like 3 ginger beers, right? And I'm like, I wonder how much is like, what a great alternative, because I can just drink these instead. And I look, it's got more sugar than a Coke.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's like, you might as well drink a beer, 2 beers, I bet, calorie wise.
Yeah, 2-3 beers. Yeah.
2-3 Miller Lights might equal a fucking ginger beer.
Yeah. I don't, yeah.
Because like ginger, it's such a strong flavor. You gotta sugar that up to make it good.
I guess so. Or maybe just put less ginger in it.
What the fuck, dude?
I know, it's been a while. All right, so Stone Cold comes out, he's drinking beer, and this is, you mentioned this earlier, it's like, the ideas are there, but the execution isn't. So like the match is going on, and then it would pan over to Stone Cold and the truck just being like, oh, hell yeah. And then Stone Cold's truck music is playing the same song over and over, and it's so loud that like you hear like, and there goes a reverse DDT, and it goes back to Stone Cold. It's just like,
I don't know.
Yeah. Either way, coming a little bit of full circle, Goldust, the Gimp Dust, if you will.
Oh, Gimp Dust.
Gimp Dust is coming, and not because he's dressed as a Gimp, but he was injured, and he was gimping. That's why he was in the wheelchair.
I thought it was just because he was dressed like a Gimp.
Maybe that's what he's like, Vince, I'm going to be a Gimp. Vince's like, oh, absolutely. I'll get the wheelchair ordered right away. And then he goes, where's Goldust at? And Goldust comes out in the outfit. And it's just awkward. Like, he's sitting there with the wheelchair. And then he's got the ball gag. He's like, Gimp, huh? Yeah. Why rent the wheelchair? We might as well get 2 segments out of it.
Brilliant. Yeah. We're renting it for the night. Might as well do it twice.
Sean, try losing a leg real quick. We got to use this wheelchair. Anyways, Goldust comes out, attacks Vader, and Vader chases Goldust, so I guess The Rock wins this match.
Yeah, count out.
That will count you out. Semifinals match. Brian Christopher versus Scott Taylor, and Scott Taylor is in the ring, looking good, looking loose, really. I think he might be able to take that.
Not my fault he's out here looking loose.
Got to blame it on the... Is that red light? That's got to be Kane. Kane's coming out. Maybe he wants to be in the tournament.
Kane?
Yeah.
In the light heavyweight tournament?
Because Undertaker won't fight him.
Well, he's got to fight somebody. I'm pretty sure if they let Kane in this, he would run through the competition.
Yeah.
He could beat all of the people in the tournament by himself all at once.
Correct. Yeah, so Kane comes out, kills Scott Taylor, and Paul Bearer gets on the mic and says that Kane is going to keep wreaking havoc to the entire company unless Undertaker does what he needs to do.
We get it.
And that means he needs to fight Kane. You got it. Listen, Taker.
Taker!
You gotta fight Kane.
It's you gotta come ready to rumble.
It's that, you know, traditional story of, you know, there's a train tracks with, you know, three people on it, or you can pull the lever and kill one person. What do you do?
Who are they though?
The entire light heavyweight division.
Versus
Undertaker.
Oh yeah, I killed the light heavyweight.
Yeah, you killed him.
Unless Undertaker could sit up right before the train comes.
Yeah, that was that is true. I forgot about the old famous sit up there. All right, Ahmed Johnson versus Jeff Jarrett. Ahmed is in the ring, also recovering from a car accident that happened, what, 6 or 8 weeks ago?
Days. The fuck? 8 days ago, he flipped his car over on the highway.
What did I say? Weeks.
Yeah,
they show.
Why would they bring it up? I've seen him in the last 6 weeks.
I know.
So 8 days ago, he flipped his car, like rolled it over.
Maybe it was too soon with the Brian Pillman stuff.
I think he was doing the OJ thing. It looked like a
Bronco. It looked like a white Bronco. Yeah. It was a Jimmy, though, a GMC.
Was it
Jimmy.
A fucking Jimmy?
Jimmy, yeah.
Ah, man, you can't be driving Jimmy.
You can't be driving Jimmy.
Jimmy.
I'm a Jimmy. I'm going to go upside down by 3-4 times. 2-3 times.
A couple 2-3 flips. But I made it out okay.
I'm surprised because it showed the car upside down. I feel like Ahmed would have just rolled the car back over, right?
I bet he could have. It's all what he gets for hurting that car when he Pearl River plunged D'Lo into the top of the car sack on Saturday night.
That was true. Wow. Good callback.
Yeah.
All right. So Jeff Jarrett comes out, and you guessed it right. He's not going to fight Ahmed. He was giving a lot of insults to the DOA from last week, and I feel like he didn't really want to insult Ahmed.
Well, he called Crush a grease monkey.
And then he looks back, and you're a, well, I just don't like you.
He's not a very good wrestler.
Exactly.
He said I left the WCW. He said he went to WCW because of Ahmed, so maybe it's just like, oh, you got your blanket, bringing a black guy in, I'm out.
Do I dare say he's like, and you had me fighting out a grease monkey, and speaking of
monkey.
Grease, no, ah! Grease, you ruined it, now that's racist.
I thought he was talking about chains.
Speaking of grease, monkey. You couldn't shine my boots.
I feel like that's totally not a racist thing that you just said, but it should be.
Oh, the shoe shining thing? Even the grease, I think, is still
part of it.
Yeah. All right, so he doesn't want to insult Ahmed, and for these reasons, I definitely understand. But Ahmed goes, I always knew you were chicken shit.
Yeah.
Big pop. I even popped on that one.
Mama said, take chicken in. Don't shit it out. You were chicken shit.
Yeah, that's it. I feel like his mom said that.
That was the first episode we ever watched. Mama said, take trash out, don't take it in.
And, you know, years later, we're just still doing the callbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're a podcast that cares about the past.
And the future. But mostly the past, really. Yeah. So Sergeant Slaughter comes out and goes, you know what, Jeff Jarrett, you are right. In your contract, it doesn't say that you have to wrestle. And I know you want this top talent, right? Someone that is on your level. But I will be changing that contract, which I don't know if you can do or not. But you will be wrestling this Sunday at the pay-per-view. And I will give you that top talent you want. Jeff Jarrett's liking this.
Okay.
And he goes, I'll let you know now so you can get ready for your opponent. The Undertaker.
Whoa! The Undertaker. You know, like the Teddy Longs. I got you in a match with The Undertaker.
Yep.
The Undertaker. Yeah, so that was the first ever of those.
I can't wait for him.
Ah, dude. In like 2 to 4 years.
Two, three, four, five years.
Two, 3 years.
So where do you think this match goes? Obviously Kane.
It's obviously Kane.
Right? Yeah. It's got to be Kane, right? All right, New Age Outlaws versus the Headbangers, and LOD comes out and interfere. New Age Outlaws end up running away with the titles.
Headbangers are pissed. Rightfully so.
And next, in-ring interview with the man, the Paz man himself, Marcus
Marvelous
Marovich.
Marcus Marovich.
a.k.a. Mark Merrow. And it is plugged that Mark Merrow, remember he had a little bit of beef with Butterbean that was looking at Sable, and he said, why? She's a very nice lady. We didn't know he sounded like that. Remember, threw us all for a loop. He has a match against Butterbean on Sunday.
Four-round tough man competition, whatever that means.
Do you know when the Brawl for All is?
This coming like spring.
Is it really? I felt like it was 98. 90? Okay,
yeah, yeah,
cool.
I think it's this coming. It's very soon.
And then Tyson's kind of 99 era, is that right?
Tyson's WrestleMania 98. I think the Brawl for All might be that summer or fall. And then the Butterbean versus the champion is the 99th WrestleMania.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's over the summer.
Yeah, so Mark Merrow in this interview, you know, does this whole thing with Butterbean. Very degrading to Sable this whole time. Gives me Andrew Tate vibes, am I right?
Yeah.
I don't know if this podcast not might age well. He's going through some things right now.
Ooh, Andrew Tate?
Yeah.
Well, it's just liberal media.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Be careful. Expected.
This is going to air in May, so.
Yeah, he'll be back out.
He might have been dead. He might be dead by now.
If they killed him, that's what we got to watch out for, man.
Yeah. So he's laying into Sable, degrading her, and then he has Sable hold some hand pads because he's going to practice for his match. And both the hand pads have photos of Butterbean on it.
For some reason, the back of his head and the side of his head, but not the front.
Yeah, you can't punch someone back. He should know. He's a Golden Gloves boxer. Can't hit somebody in the back of the head.
Well, I guess you could probably in wrestling.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Open hand punch. As long as
it's the open hand punch. So, yeah, I don't know. He's degrading Sable the entire time, right? Do we have anything in the book regarding Butterbean and or Sable?
No.
What do we have? Anything?
With that baby. Now, here, we'll just... this is what we're going to read. And this is just a random paragraph from How to Be the Happiest Man on the Planet. And I'm just going to say it. Without even looking at it, that this is going to relate to what we just talked about.
We'll find a way.
How do you treat or influence others? Using the elevator analogy I spoke of earlier, do you take them up or do you take them down? We have an impact on other people's lives.
So how you treat others?
If they're your property or not your property.
Yeah.
Wasn't very nice of Mark Merrow to act that way to Sable.
Wasn't. Brock Lesnar. All right, main event time. Triple H versus Jim the Anvil, aka the Rhino Neidhart.
First Neidhart singles match. Is that what we decided?
Yes, this was, and it went exactly how I thought. Like, I wonder how if he's gonna go the distance, and we're not. So Triple H.
Oh, there's only 3 minutes left.
Yeah, Triple H. Yeah, Triple H hits him with a chair. Ref sees him with the chair, but then goes to talk to China for some reason. Anyways, hits him with a chair, gets the pin, and then a little insult to injury after the match. Triple H does a pedigree on the chair, and while Jim the Anvil Neidhart is out, Sean grabs a little spray paint and writes WCW on his back. Which then, when Jim the Anvil Neidhart stands up, it looks like ECE.
ECE.
And then, we're not done here. Jim the Anvil Neidhart gets handcuffed on one of the ropes. And they start taking shots at him. And the commish himself, Sarge Slaughter, comes out and attacks DX, Big Kerbopple. Then Ken Shamrock comes out, attacks Shawn Michaels, gets Shawn Michaels in an ankle lock. And we look over, and Sergeant Slaughter has a Cobra Crush.
Clutch.
Submission on Triple H. So it's a submission off.
An anvil, dude. He's got China just grabbing her by the pants. He's holding her back by the back of her pants. And she's just like, she's not like stopping and turning around and hitting him. She's just like trying to get away.
She looks like
holding him by the back. She's
like when cartoons go to run real fast and they get no momentum and then they sprint off.
He's like, I'll just hold you by the pants.
But it's like at least a minute and a half of like them like tapping out in these submissions or going to sleep. And then it's just China like walking like an NPC, just like, and he's just like grabbing her by the pants the entire time. Good job, Jimmy Hamblin. Hey, good job.
You got to probably see some crack. Props to you. And Neidhart's not Canadian.
Yeah.
From fucking Reno, Nevada.
USA. Most American town you can find.
The biggest little town? Is it the biggest, littlest, biggest? It's the biggest little city. It's something like that.
Do you remember Reno 911?
Yeah, I think that's my, why I know this.
My favorite just part of an episode was... Nate Swartzen was on there, and he was, like, sitting by a tree crying, and the cops come up. They're like, what happened? He goes, I was murdered! So stupid.
Biggest little city in the world is Reno.
Biggest little... They can't even get it right. It's
Warren. But, I don't know. What do you think? We got the pay-per-view next?
Yeah. You want to, I don't know.
Let's just go watch it now and do another episode in four hours, dude.
Yeah, a lot to cover.
Yeah, where do we see things going? I don't. I'm gonna probably say this pay per view is this the last In Your House then?
Ever.
Really?
Ever.
DX.
In Your House.
I feel like it's still not gonna be that good though.
The matches actually on paper look pretty good.
Like if I were to So what do we have?
None of like half of them, maybe two of them might end clean.
Light heavyweight. We do get Rock and Austin.
Yeah, right. Light Heavyweight Championship, Rock and Austin for the Intercontinental Championship. You got Undertaker, Jeff Jarrett, Ken Shamrock, Shawn Michaels, Triple H,
Sergeant Slaughter.
Goldust versus Vader.
Yeah, I guess.
Mark Mero, Butterbean in a 4-round tough man match. I mean, that's a good
card. I think.
If you looked at this card 6 months ago, you'd be like, holy shit, that's an awesome card.
Yeah, you're right.
I know at least half of those are not going to end clean. It's going to be like an interference. But
I mean, none of these last two episodes together haven't had a clean match besides the light heavyweight. One of the light heavyweight matches. So I guess, yeah, you're right. Like these matches we haven't seen before. And I think all these other In Your House, it's like DOA and NOD stuff.
And we don't even know what they're doing.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll have a DOA versus the Boricuas match.
And we will not cover it. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I'm not even going to watch it.
I'm going to cover it, goddamn. Right. It's our job.
All right. We'll cover it.
We'll sell your flashlight.
Were those, how much? $3?
$5 for three of them.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Who's making money on that?
They're flashlights, though.
I know, still. You always keep one under the sink.
Same with your flashlights, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, exactly. Is that how we ended?
Always.
Okay, what a good episode.
Yepper Doodles.
Stupid Yepper Doodles.